What we did in this specific study is we looked at all of the schools that had ever had an athlete sustain a concussion over the last 8 years that were part of my study. We took the elevation of each of those schools, which ranged from 7 feet of elevation above sea level to nearly 7,000 feet above sea level.
And what kinds of athletes were you studying? Were these athletes playing specific sports?
The surveillance system captures athletes participating in 20 different high school sports. Some of the most popular sports: football, girls and boys basketball, girls and boys soccer, etc., as well as some sports that might not be quite as popular across the entire region, but they do have relatively high injury rates, sports like ice hockey, field hockey, lacrosse. However, because football has such a high concussion rate, we also looked only at football. And we found that the same association held when we looked at all sports and when we looked at only football. Athletes from schools at less than 600 feet elevation had a significantly higher rate of concussion than athletes from schools at higher than 600 feet elevation.
And why is it that high school athletes playing at higher elevations have less of a chance of getting a concussion?
That's a great question. This is really early in this line of research. This is the first study to demonstrate this association between concussion and elevation. So we're not 100% sure. We need to do further study. However, it appears that it's very likely due to some changes in the brain that happen at increased elevation that result in increased intracranial pressure. Really, your brain, for lack of a better way to explain it, swells a little bit at higher elevations. I know that doesn't sound like a good thing, but from a concussion perspective, it looks like it might be. Most sports-related concussions occur when two athletes collide with each other. And while the head rocks back and forth on the neck, the brain is sloshing around inside of the skull. It's literally bouncing back and forth and rotating within the skull, because we all have a little bit of space between our skull and our brain. So at upper elevations, there's increased intracranial pressure, which means there's a little less space for the brain to bump around in. If it can't move quite as freely, it can't reach the same speeds and the same forces can't be transmitted.
Wow, that's interesting. So anyone who lives at a higher elevation, do they have, I guess, is their brain a little bit bigger because of that swelling?
Well, that's what my colleagues at Cincinnati Children's hypothesis, yes, is that we all at higher elevations have slightly increased intracranial pressure compared to people at lower elevations. And one very exciting potential aspect of this is the possibility that this research could actually lead to the development of some really novel pieces of protective equipment. In sports like football and ice hockey, we haven't really made very many advancements in protective equipment for the head since the introduction of helmets. And helmets were not originally designed to prevent concussion. They were designed to prevent skull fracture. Since, you know, 2 or 3 decades ago, we haven't really had huge improvements in helmets even. This research, we believe, could lead to a completely new type of protective equipment. My colleagues, again in Cincinnati, did some research with rodents, and they found that if they artificially increased the intracranial pressure of those rodents by putting a small inflatable neck cuff on the rodent and inflating it, that the rodents wearing that neck cuff were less likely to sustain a concussion and sustained less severe concussions than rodents without the neck cuff when a force was introduced to the brain. So who knows? It's very, very early in this research, but perhaps sometime in the future we could see football players wearing some type of a neck cuff or a neck gaiter to artificially change their intracranial pressure as a means of preventing concussion.
Okay, thanks, Don.
No problem at all.